you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Sunday night's Oscar telecast was 58% lower than last year's record low tally. And I'm sure the producers of the Oscar telecast take some solace in that pandemic viewing patterns are not the same as perhaps what we would have in a typical year. But there's still an undeniable trend, and that is people are checking out on award shows, and they're huge money makers for the networks that show them, as well as for the organizations who collect the rights fees. Joining us to talk about the future of award shows and what they look like is KPECC host and reporter on arts and entertainment, John Horn. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, Larry.
So, you know, how much do you chalk up? Just this is a pandemic fluke. Don't pay too much attention to this year's terrible ratings.
How about zero? I'm going to read you a headline from Forbes magazine. The headline is, "The ratings for award shows are tanking." And yes, the viewership for the last Emmys, Grammys, and Tonys, all of which were almost entirely virtual, and Sunday's scaled-down Oscars all plummeted. That Forbes headline was from last February. So more than a year ago, before the pandemic. And what was happening before everything got strange, younger viewers weren't tuning into the big shows like they used to. And there are way too many award shows, and even some of the worst of them, I'm thinking like the Golden Globes, get multi-million dollar TV deals. And if you look at like music awards, and these are just some of the ones with initials. You have the CMAs, the ACMs, the CMTs, the VMAs, the BETs, I don't know if it's JAMS or the JAMSs. I could go on, but I W-O-N-T.
Well, that's my favorite one.
And I think the real issue here is something that everybody has, and ours are silenced right now, and that's mobile phones. It used to be that if you wanted to see a big celebrity outside of a movie role, you could maybe read People magazine or Us Weekly and see some sort of invasive paparazzi photo, or you could tune in the Oscars and see them on the red carpet and inside whatever theater was hosting the ceremony, and that was pretty much it. Now, thanks to social media, you have 24/7 access to that same information. Like, are you curious who Ben Affleck is dating? Maybe it's a click away. How's Lady Gaga doing? It's just as easy. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson still looking jacked? Well, I checked. He's got 230 million Instagram followers. That's more than Justin Bieber, Beyonce, Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian. And yes, he's still looking jacked because he posted a workout video yesterday and it already has more than 2 million views. Or put another way, about a quarter of the TV audience for Sunday's Oscars.
John Horn with us. I want to hear from you whether your viewing patterns have changed, whether you're watching fewer awards programs, and what the reason for that is, and if there would be any way to lure you back, or do you just feel like the format's time is done for the reasons John's saying? There just isn't really the need or the interest in them anymore. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You know, John, it seemed to me, and I'm sure this is part of the social media phenomenon, that, you know, when the Oscars were at their biggest, the actors were sort of, there was an aspirational part of it. They were sort of, you know, separate and apart from us.
Yep.
And there was sort of like a fantasy element of tuning in to see, you know, a big star and a Burt Lancaster or Jimmy Stewart or someone like that. And I'm talking many years ago, of course. And just over time, that's really eroded. I don't think we feel the same way about stars anymore.
I don't think we do either. And I think that's part of what I was describing about social media, even though it's kind of a false relationship. It feels like a relationship. We think we know these people. We see what they're up to. And so that when there's a glimpse of them at something like the Oscars, it doesn't feel unique. It's not like something we haven't been able to do. And I think the Oscars have another fundamental problem. And that is, if you look at a couple other award shows, and I'm thinking about the Tonys and the Grammys, they have great live performances. That's the art form. So the Grammys over the recent years, you could see Kendrick Lamar singing All Right, Beyonce performing Take My Hand, Precious Lord. The Tonys, you can see the cast of Hamilton. Ben Platt singing Waving Through the Window. I mean, if you want to watch that Ben Platt video from the Tonys, I don't think there's anything that in the Oscars that is this moving. And when you think about the great moments in the Oscars, it's what, a streaker in 1974, Jack Palance doing one-handed push-ups in 91, Roberto Benigni walking on the top of chairs in 1999. They're not moments about the art of cinema. And the branches within the Academy would rebel and probably burn the building down. But I think you have to get rid of the short film awards in the broadcast. I mean, the Grammys don't hand out awards like Best Tropical Latin Album. And yes, that's a real category.
Oh, they have tons of categories.
Yeah, they don't hand those out in the TV broadcast. So why does the Academy do essentially the opposite? I know there are not that many awards, but if you're trying to find a way to make the program engaging, people, you know, maybe they haven't seen the Best Picture films. They certainly haven't seen the Best Live Action Shorts. There's great filmmaking there. I'm not going to dispute it. But for a TV audience, it's irrelevant.
In a lot of commercials, of course, because that's what's paying the bills. That's why the award shows exist. Eamon in Altadena, have you been watching fewer of the award shows in recent years?
Hi, Larry. Yeah, I'm a little bit confused because it seems to me that every new Oscar or Golden Globe or Grammy seems to just be less entertaining than it was in the past. And I don't know if it's the writers or the fact that many famous actors and actresses seem to be the ones that are deciding what's going to happen. Or this year there was no host, apparently, at the Oscars, which was a bit strange to me. So the jokes are just falling flat. There doesn't seem to be anything of relevance to watch it for other than the results, in which case I can just Google those the next day.
No, it's so true. And you know, I've seen a number of, you know, comments online, John, about how it doesn't appear that anybody's having any fun. And so why do you want to watch a bunch of, you know, very extremely serious people? It's just not very entertaining to watch.
I mean, I think that's partially true. And as fringe and disreputable as the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is, at least you can tell the Golden Globe audience is having a good time. And I don't know. I think there's a reasonable debate about hosts and non-hosts. I mean, you can have hosts who are spectacular failures. You can have non-hosted shows that I think work pretty well. The other thing is that the Oscars, well, this is unusual because of the pandemic, they come so late. I mean, the Oscar season really starts at the kind of beginning of September, end of August, with film festivals in Venice, Telluride, and Toronto. And it doesn't wrap up until, you know, mid-February in a normal year. So I think there's just a lot of fatigue, and there's so many other award shows. You know, obviously, there's a lot of movie award shows, but there's a lot of film award shows. And I think people, that there's not a lot of separation. It's, you know, when the Oscars were kind of their own thing, they were the film awards.
Yeah.
And now you have so many other awards. You have, like, the Critics' Choice. You've got all these kind of minor awards, but they really kind of, I think, pollute the landscape and diminish the value of the Oscars. If the Oscars could do it, they would be like in early January, but there's a whole issue of when films come out, if voters have a chance to see them, and that is, you know, makes it untenable to have the show earlier than probably mid-February.
Yeah, and I think, John, the other factor is the fragmentation. Again, going back earlier in the Oscars, the films that were typically nominated were both popular and critical favorites. And you have less of that now. You know, most of the films that are nominated for Best Picture are not big box office movies. And that, too, I think, like the Grammys, has also seen, you know, tremendous fragmentation because people listen to so many different types of music. That's the big Tony advantage, is if people are into theater, they're into theater. They're going to either watch or they're not going to watch. That's a huge advantage to have such a niche audience. We'll continue with John Horn at 866-893-KPECC. Have award shows essentially run their course? And is there another format that works better? Maybe you just boom, 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 announce the winners, put it out on social media. People can see what folks are wearing and find out who wins. And you don't have to go through all the acceptance speeches and everything else. 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Air Talk on KPECC. Host and reporter on entertainment and the arts, John Horn, joining us to talk about award shows and whether the sun is setting on the format. Want to hear from you what you think. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Sam in Covina says, when it comes to award shows and speeches, the moment the winner's giving a speech and starts giving his or her political views, I switch the channel. I want to see their thankfulness for the people that got them there, not hear them talk about some outside thing. And that's from a public radio listener who's obviously interested in politics. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk next with David in Woodland Hills. David, are you watching fewer award shows than past years?
Oh, yes. I just watched the Oscars, but I want to recognize the Academy's conflict between honoring excellence and needing a popular broadcast show to augment their balance, their budget. Their annual budget is mostly revenue from this show, so they need ratings, and yet the Academy honors excellence. Excellence involves subtlety and complexity, and popularity does not as much. Therefore, and when you add in the political content of these films, they're so small, and the audience just doesn't. Oh, in other words, the Academy is in conflict between what their audience wants and what their membership wants to honor and to make. So they do compromise. They make the international comic book movies, and that's where their revenue. But the Academy wants to honor excellence, and that's in conflict with...
David, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for sharing that thought. 866-893-KPECC. Our Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, who's line producing today, he has a terrific suggestion, and that is that you do the Oscars or other award shows like the NCAA March Madness Tournament reveal, where you just go through bracket by bracket, you show the whole field, you get the live responses of the people, you know, that are in their homes, but you don't have to have the acceptance speeches, you don't have to have all the other stuff, and it's just boom, 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 fast format.
Or maybe you do brackets. You have Ma Rainey going up against Mank in the first round, and then see who wins. But I want to go back to what the caller said, because he does raise an important point. And the Academy floated the idea, it was shot down very quickly, of having an Academy Award for most popular or best popular film. Remember that? And I think a lot of filmmakers were like, wait, is that a subcategory below Best Picture? Do I want to be in the best popular film? Is popularity measured by box office? By what? And to the point about, you know, popular movies drive popular programs, the highest rated modern Oscar show was the one where Titanic won. So, yes, they do go hand in hand. And the Academy is going to recognize 10 movies for Best Picture going forward. So it's not going to be between 5 and 10. So in theory, that 10 will catch maybe some bigger movies, because this past year was so strange, there weren't any box office hits because the box office was closed. But maybe going forward, the minimum and maximum of 10 Best Picture nominees will catch more quote-unquote popular movies.
Let's talk with another listener. Let's see, Lenny in the Miracle Mile District. Real briefly, Lenny, your comment.
Well, my comment is that the industry has gotten older. I happen to be rereading Empire of Their Own by Neil Gabler.
Great book.
It talks about the nascent industry. You mentioned Burt Lancaster. How many millennials don't know who Burt Lancaster or Paul Newman is? And if I turn on the Academy Awards the other night, I'm looking at most of the people. I don't know who they are.
So you think there's a huge age divide that didn't exist decades earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. And John, can you speak to that? And maybe that's enhanced by social media.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of what the Academy is recognizing, as it shifts its demographics, it's invited a lot of younger, more diverse members into its voting ranks. You know, there are a lot more young actors who are getting recognized. There are a lot of small independent films that are getting recognized, and they may not star like the legends of Hollywood that once kind of populated the Academy Awards, but they're still going to be stuck with this whole problem. Like, how do you make a show that is about filmmaking without, like, akin to the Tonys or the Grammys, where you do some sort of performance? But I have an idea, Larry. When
yes,
I was
what
at,
is your idea?
When I was at the LA Times before I came to KPCC, maybe this is why I came, I wrote the recaps of the cooking competition show Top Chef. And if you know the show, basically a group of chefs have to, say, shop at a 7-Eleven and somehow turn out a gourmet meal in an hour. So what if the Oscars did something a little similar? So here's my maybe not too crazy idea. At the start of the show, give a director a 3-minute film script that she's never seen. So I'm going to have Greta Gerwig as my director. And over the course of the show, at various intervals, let's say half a dozen or so, we see her quickly rehearse with some great actors. I'm going to cast Tessa Thompson and Michael B. Jordan. At the same time, composer Chris Bowers is writing, you know, a little bit of score. When we check back, we see how the cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki is lighting and shooting it. And then Alfonso Cuarón is cutting it all together. Yeah, he's actually an editor. He's not just a director.
And a camera
just
booth.
Before they announce Best Picture, everybody sees this finished little short, dripping wet, as they used to say when movies were shot on film, not digitally. And I think that would be a lot more interesting than the honorary Oscars or a crawl of In Memoriam. I just think that would exhibit what the filmmaking art is. And I think you could pull it off. Maybe it's crazy, but it would at least demonstrate how movies are made and would be entertaining to watch it happen.
All right, John Horn with his idea of how to make the Oscars interesting. And of course, it's not just the Oscars, it's other places. Let's see, RTB writes on the page, I don't trust the picks of the award shows, particularly the Oscars. Are the winning picks due to the performance quality, or is it the time for them to win due to protests demanding they win? I also don't like the winners using their moment to complain relative to the current political atmosphere. Kim writes, I stopped watching in the mid-90s when I realized in my 20s that the Oscars didn't reflect my views of what makes a good movie. Sitting through what someone else thinks is the best isn't the wisest use of my time. Nowadays, I can watch a great speech or similarly valuable moment on social media the next day. No loss here. And DDC writes on the page, the entertainment at the Oscars is the host. I remember great performances from Chris Rock, Steve Martin, Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams. The idea that no host can work is disproven by the numbers and just by common sense. All right, you can share your comments about what's going on with the Oscars and other award shows on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org, and let us know what you think. Omega Man writes, will an NPR host ever admit it's the population getting sick of hearing bunk politics with their entertainment? Well, it's not just the Oscars that, you know, have the political views, all award shows, so clearly it's not just the political content involved. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Stephen Colbert, speaking of political content, on with Terry Gross on Fresh Air. From all of us at Air Talk, have a great afternoon.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.